Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. This episode is brought to you by our members. Without our members, we have no support. So definitely something to think about. You can donate at any price that you want. One time, non-reoccurring donations are accepted, and we do appreciate every little bit. We do recommend that you donate at least $1 so it helps with the fees and stuff that PayPal charges. Go to otrwesterns.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see a member's information. Click that, and you'll have a full price breakdown. Members get a special episode every week and bonus content when I can release videos. So again, go to otrwesterns.com and look for the membership page. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is March 15th, 1955, and the title is A Trap of Many Teeth. Sounds painful. Let's get into it. And again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho.
Vamano. The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, A Trap of Many Teeth. Of all the bank robbers who plied their trade in the early days of our West, by far the cleverest and most dangerous was Randolph Meeker. Instead of the evil face and sneaky eyes usually associated with men of his kind, Meeker's smile was pleasant and his manner friendly. This served him well in his chosen profession, crime, and he capitalized on it whenever he could. As our story opens, Meeker is a passenger on the stage to Silver City.
I had no idea this trip to Silver City would be so pleasant, Mr. Vincent.
We'll be there soon, Mr. Meeker. Then you can see for yourself how a small town bank is run.
Well, are you sure your father won't mind your showing it to me?
Well, I'm sure he won't when I tell him that you're an author and want to use the bank as atmosphere for your next story.
Well, I like to know about a thing before I write it. That way I can make it sound true.
I'll explain that to Dad. Besides, he's so proud of that bank of his, he'll want to show it to you himself.
Get it!
Hey, driver, what's the trouble? Take it easy on this road. You have a lady for a passenger.
I don't have any passengers at all. If I don't get out of here pronto, there's a couple of road agents.
Here they are behind us, Mr. Meeker. Do you have a gun?
Why, what would an officer be doing with a gun? I've never carried one in my life.
There you go.
I forgot. All I have is a little dander in my purse. And it won't shoot far enough to reach them.
Well, if you'll permit me to borrow it, I'll do the best I can.
They're gaining on us.
Oh, they're turning
mavericks.
They killed
me. Shotgun. Oh! Jupiter,
now they've killed the driver.
Oh, the cable's running away. The cable's turning over. That curve up ahead.
Pick up the lead, James Keeper. I'll stop it. Hey, let's drop down, Yancy. You give your gun to the passengers on the stage.
Don't you worry none about them. There's only two. A gal and a deuce.
Oh, hold on, you
jackass.
Oh.
Give me that gun, Mr.
Vincent. No. I may get a better chance to use it than you.
Where are you coming out, or do I have to blast you out of there?
Don't be impatient. We're getting out.
Guard and driver are dead.
Good shooting, Yancy.
You won't come to no harm, miss, if you do like you're told.
Yeah, same goes for you, dude. Throw down your wallet and anything else of value. You too, miss. Empty your purse.
Sure. I'll do just like you say. With this.
Look out, Yancy. She's got a gun. Be careful. Your horse will step on her.
I sure knocked her down in a hurry, Yancy.
Dead?
Yeah, what about that, dude?
Well, I think you'll be all right. She must have hit her head on the stagecoach when your horse knocked her down. She'll come to before long.
Maybe we ought to kill these two, Yancy.
Yeah, maybe we ought to.
Maybe you two ought to quiet down and listen.
Well, you will, I do.
Now, wait a minute, Kiefer. What you got to say it's worth listening at?
A method of obtaining $25,000.
Oh, and he's lying, Yancy. Just call him so we won't kill him.
How we know you ain't lying, dude?
The name is Meeker, and you don't. But with that much money at stake, you can afford to take a chance.
What's your proposition?
I haven't time to tell you now. Mr. Vincent might wake up.
I don't believe him, Yancey.
I've been looking for two men who are handy with guns, could shoot straight, and didn't care who they hit.
I'll take a chance, Meeker. Because a dude like you ain't going to be hard to find in this part of the country. You double-cross us, and I'll find you.
I'll rent a horse in Silver City and meet you right here at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
You better be here.
Set your mind to rest. Without a couple of men like you, I can't do business in these parts.
Yeah. And with us, with you, the three of us,
are going to get $25,000.
Hey, there's a road sign up ahead, Cisco. What did it say?
Whatever. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, Logo, slow down, Logo. We read the road sign. What does the sign say, Cisco? What does it say?
Huh? Well, the sign says Cottonwood Gulch in this direction and Silver City in that direction.
We near Silver City, Cisco?
Si, Pancho, we are.
Then we'll ride to see our friend the banker and Senor Bill de Vincent.
That is a good idea, Chico. We have not seen Senor Bill for a long time. Hop, Diablo, come on.
Go, Logo, go, Logo. It's not so long. But Pancho know why Cisco say it a long time.
Why do you say that, Pancho?
Cisco say it a long time because Cisco like to see Senor Bill's pretty daughter, the Senorita Jenny.
See, Pancho, she's a very pretty senorita. Mm-hmm. But she has a quick temper. That is why we always have an argument.
That's not the reason the senorita got to argue with Cisco.
Oh, what do you think the reason is, Chico?
Pancho think the senorita Jenny likes Cisco to be the banker's son-in-law.
Pancho.
Pancho knows the senorita be as glad to see Cisco as the Sheriff Purdy not be glad.
This time we will give Sheriff Purdy no cause to bother us.
That sheriff find a reason. He always find a reason to arrest Cisco and Pancho.
Hey, Pancho.
What?
Look how fast that stagecoach is coming. Hold on, hold on.
Hold on. Horses look like they run away, Cisco.
That driver does not seem to be able to hold them in.
Pancho, I think that the regular driver.
We will stop that team, Pancho.
Watch out, Pancho. This is the world of
us. Hold back on the reins, driver. Throw those horses down. I'm trying for my hands.
Never mind, I'll pull them up.
You are not the regular driver, senor. Where is he?
Well, the driver and the guard were killed by a couple of road agents several miles down back the road.
She's going to Jenny's dimension, back in the stagecoach, she's asleep.
Is she hurt, senor?
She was knocked out by one of the bandits. I took a chance driving this team, but I wanted to get her into town.
Silver City is just ahead. Pancho, you drive this coach into town. Get Senorita Jenny to a doctor right away.
What do you do, Cisco?
I am going after those bandidos, Pancho. Two hombres are dead. Two killers must pay for it.
You feeling better now, Jenny?
Yes, Dad, I'm all right.
You got a bad bump on the head to say you either get single bills.
Dirty, sneaking sidewinders. Only wish I'd been there with a six gun.
I'm sorry, Mr. DeVincent. I wasn't able to do anything, but...
Oh, I'm not blaming you, Mr. Meeker. You Easterners will just have to learn to carry a gun when you're in this part of the country.
If you say you're either all right now, then why don't you go back to find Cisco?
I think I ought to report this to the sheriff, don't you?
Yeah, you better go ahead, Mr. Meeker. Jenny, you stay here and rest up.
All right, Dad.
If I could leave the bank, I'd ride with you, Pancho. But I got that mine payroll money here and...
Yeah, not you worry, Senor Bill. Cisco and Pancho find the killers.
I'll be back to see you, Mr. DeVincent, after I report this to the sheriff. By that time, possibly Miss Jenny will be well enough to tell you why I came out here.
She already did tell me, Mr. Meeker. Seeing as how you're a writing man, I'll be glad to show you through the bank and give you whatever information you're after.
Well, that's very kind of you, Mr. DeVincent. I'm sure that with your help, I'll be able to get exactly what I'm after.
I told you that dude wouldn't show up, Yancey.
It ain't 3 o'clock yet,
Peter. Well, I don't like it. Might have set a trap for us.
How's anybody going to ambush us here? We can see in every direction.
There's a rider coming up the trail from Silver City.
I told you to stop worrying, Kiefer. It's Meeker.
Yeah. Are you sure it's the dude?
Can't you tell from the way he's bouncing on that horse?
Well, keep your eyes peeled just in case.
Oh, you keep fretting like an old cow over a calf. Howdy, Meeker. You're right on time.
I had a hard time getting away from Tom. Whoa, there.
What do you mean? I had to tell the sheriff about the Cisco kid and Pancho holding up the stage.
Cisco and Pancho? What do you know about them two?
While I was driving the stage into town after I left you, the horses ran away and Cisco stopped them.
You mean you told the sheriff that Cisco and Pancho held up the stage and killed the driver and the guard?
Well, not exactly.
Well, what did you tell him?
It's not so much what I told him as the way I worded it. When I mentioned the names of Cisco and Pancho, He jumped at the chance to get up a posse and go after them.
Well, now, that was right smart of you, Maker. Me and Kiefer ain't got no love for them two.
Nothing I'd like better than to see Cisco's little sights in my Winchester.
You may get that chance. Cisco's on your trail right now. From what I've heard of Cisco, we've got to get rid of him in order to successfully carry out my plan.
How do you aim to do that, Meeker?
Now, if I were plotting this for a story, I'd send the two of you back along your own trail.
Yeah, what for?
So you could find a convenient spot to ambush Cisco.
Oh, this hombre's got brains, Kiefer. Cisco's tracking us anyhow. He'll ride right smack dab into the middle of a dry gulch.
We could get him back and don't steer past.
That's where we'll do it. Don't steer past. Here.
Supposing that posse's already caught up with him.
I don't think they will. I saw to it that Cisco and Pancho had a big enough head start.
We still don't know your proposition, Meeker. Why should we go through this?
For the mine payroll money in the bank at Silver City. $25,000. That's the prize that's waiting for us. After you've gunned down the Cisco Kid.
Pancho.
Hold up.
Slow down. Hello.
Well, I'm glad to see you, amigo. Is the Senorita Jenny all right?
Si, Cisco. Pancho, leave her with a padre, Senor Bill.
How did you find me, Pancho?
Pancho, go back to the place where the stagecoach held up and follow Cisco's tracks from there to here.
Well, you would have saved yourself a lot of trouble, Pancho, had you remained where these tracks began.
How Pancho would find Cisco that way?
Well, I would have found you, Chico, because those bandidos backtracked.
Cisco mean to go back again to where they hold up the stagecoach?
Yeah, we will soon find out, amigo. Lone Steer Pass is just up ahead, and right beyond it is the spot where the stagecoach was held up.
Cisco, look, back there, the line is coming.
Oh, see, it is that Sheriff Purdy. Yeah, and a posse.
They got to be after those bandidos what killed the driver and the stagecoach guard, too.
Cisco, Pancho, I arrest you for the murder of the guard and the driver of the stage. Throw down your gun.
Hey, that logo sheriff took out his head, Cisco. What do you mean?
I do not know, Pancho. But from past experience with him, we are not going to wait to find out. Come on, Pancho.
Watch out. In the name of the law, ho!
Faster, Diablo. I think we can outrun their horses, Pancho.
Faster, Diablo. Faster. Hey, boy. Cut them down.
Santos, those bullets were close. We can lose them as soon as we get through Lone Steer Pass.
Here the pass, Pancho.
Come on, Pancho, through the pass.
All right, Kiefer, they're close enough. Now, cut them down.
That's the way, Henry.
I don't
believe it was his bullet that killed him.
Look out, Pancho. It is an ambush.
Hold over. The ammo, go down. Cisco, kill
him. And it seems that the ambush Cisco was driven into will be the cause of his death. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. And now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, A Trap of Many Teeth. While Randolph Meeker was driving the stage into Silver City, the horses ran away and were stopped by Cisco and Pancho. Finding out that the stage had been held up and the guard and driver killed, they took out after the two killers. In town, Meeker falsely informed the sheriff that Cisco and Pancho were the killers. The sheriff and his posse went after Cisco and Pancho, who rode into a dry gulch set up by the killers, Yancey and Kiefer, who are in league with Meeker. Several shots rang out and Diablo goes down. Now...
Cisco! What Pancho can do?
I'm all right, Pancho. Diablo must have stumbled in the gopher hole.
And better we get behind those rocks, Cisco. Those killers can shoot us.
Let's circle around and try to get them, Pancho.
Oh, hold there!
You're under arrest.
Under the name of the law. Hold!
You take another step, Cisco, and I'll put a bullet through you.
Those two killers will ambush Cisco and Pancho. See the way of the sheriff not stop talking.
They are the coyotes you are after, Sheriff, that pretty. I have been trailing them from the spot where the stagecoach was held up.
Your fancy talk don't fool me none, Cisco. I got an eyewitness that you're the ones that done it.
Who is this eyewitness, Sheriff Purdy?
The one hombre that you didn't kill, the Easterner, Randolph Meeker.
That hombre tell you Cisco and Pancho do the killing?
Yeah, you'll find out in good time. Now get going.
So Meeker told you, eh? Do you not want my guns before I mount, Sheriff?
Yes, right, hand them over.
Very well.
With the gun butts toward me.
See, Sheriff. Here they are.
Flip of the hand.
Now, the barrels are toward you. Do not move.
Fire, you.
Come in now, all of you.
Do not move.
This gun is pointed at the sheriff's head.
Take it easy, boys. Do like Cisco says.
Now, listen to me, Senor Sheriff. Pancho and I stopped the runaway horses of that stagecoach after the killings had already happened. And those bandidos had no way of knowing we were on their trail. So what, unless they were warned?
Pancho think that Mika Hombre is the only one that could warn them.
They're telling the truth about an ambush, Sheriff. There's footprints and empty cartridge shells over to the side of these rocks.
Well, I never know what to believe about you two.
This should prove we have done nothing wrong, Senor Sheriff. Here are my guns. This time, there will be no reverse roll.
Well, I reckon you wouldn't give me your guns if you was really guilty.
Nah, the sheriff chose his head.
Well, I better see if me and the posse can pick up them two bandits that tried to drag Gulcher.
You know, Sheriff, I think they and Mika are in some deal together.
Yeah?
And that you can catch all three of them at the same time if you are willing to take a chance.
What a chance, sister. What a chance. Huh?
Whatever it is Mika wants to do, he will not do it until Pancho and I are out of the way.
You want me to pretend like I'm holding you two in jail so as we can find out what he's up to?
Better yet, that everyone in Silver City thinks you and your posse had to kill Pancho and me because we would not surrender.
And that gives Cisco and Pancho the chance to catch up with those hombres when they not know it.
All right, Cisco, I'll do what you say. I'll take the chance. But if you go to make a fool of me,
the only ones to be fooled, Sheriff Purdy, are those banditos. If my plan works, they will fall into their own trap.
Of all the concernedest things I ever heard. What do you mean you had to shoot Cisco and Pancho, Sheriff Purdy?
Well, Bill, I'd give them warning. They wouldn't stop, so I just naturally had to shoot them.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Sheriff. It's a regrettable error.
Well, if you told me the whole story, Meeker, it might not happen.
I'm sure going to hate to tell Jenny about it.
Well, I got to be going. See you soon, Bill. You too, Meeker.
Hello, Sheriff Purdy.
Howdy, Jenny. Hope you're feeling better.
Don't mention anything to Jenny about Cisco and Pancho being dead, Meeker. I'll tell her later.
I won't, Mr. Davidson.
Why, Mr. Meeker, hasn't Dad shown you through the bank yet?
No, Jenny, I haven't had the time. Why don't you do it?
Well, I'll be glad to, Dad. You know, Mr. Meeker is writing a story about a bank robbery, and he wants to make everything authentic.
In my story, the characters who rob the bank do it in the dead of night and escape completely undetected.
Well, now, right there's your first mistake, Meeker. You don't want to do that robbery in the dead of night. Everything's so quiet, the least sound will be heard.
Yes, I hadn't thought of that. Well, when should the robbery be?
Well, best time would be about 10 o'clock. Folks still ain't going to sleep, but all the business places are closed.
Yeah, I think that's very true. Now, in my story, one of the bank robbers is an expert at opening safes.
That's your second mistake. No bank robber could ever open that safe of mine without dynamite.
Dad, Mr. Mika doesn't want you to write a story for him. He only wants to show him through the bank.
Well, from the plot errors I've made, I think your father could write a better story than I can. Tell me, Mr. DeVincent, how could my bank robber get away after he blew the safe? The noise would attract everyone in town.
Well, now, if I was that bank robber, I'd have me a partner. And while I was using the dynamite to rob the bank, I'd have that partner of mine set off a real big explosion at the other end of town. So everybody'd be drawn to it.
Well, you've certainly shown me the right way for my characters to rob that bank, Mr. DeVincent.
I hope what Dad told you won't cause you too much rewriting.
Ah, that's the one thing I really don't mind. It's the results that count, not the work you put into it.
Jenny, you show Mr. Meeker the bank, so we'll have a good idea of what he's writing about.
Fine, fine. That's just the information I need to ensure the success of this job. Between you and your father, you've made it the easiest one I've ever tackled.
That's the best one I ever heard, Meeker. Getting the banker to tell you how to rob his own bank.
Yeah, and getting the sheriff to kill the Cisco kid and Pancho tops even that. Dynamite in that bank will be a pushover.
Well, not so fast, boys. The true test of good plotting is to expect the unexpected.
What you mean, Meeker?
In the event the banker and his daughter are not as gullible as I think, we'll safeguard ourselves.
How do we do it?
We'll have two explosions, just as DeVincent described. But neither of them will be in the bank.
What?
Where'll they be at?
Yancey, you set off a dynamite explosion at one end of town. And Kiefer, you set off another at the other end of town.
Yeah, but what about the bank?
We'll get to it. If anyone's suspicious and is watching the bank when the explosions go off, they'll see that nothing's happened there.
Yeah, yeah. And after seeing that everything's all right, they'll go to one end of town or the other to see what the explosions is about.
That's when we'll blow the safe. As soon as you boys set off your dynamite charges, meet me at the bank.
We got nothing to worry about. Robbing this bank's going to be as easy as hog-tying a cat.
Why, it sure is. And the only hombre that might have stopped us is the Cisco Kid. And he's dead.
Now, stop your fretting, Bill.
Everything's going to turn out all right.
Well, you should have told me, Sheriff, that Cisco and Poncho were only playing possum. That they weren't really dead.
Not you worry, Senor Bill. Cisco kissed those bandidos when they go to use the trick to tell them with the dynamite.
It sure was dumb of me, Poncho. Telling Meeker how to rob my own bank.
Your bank will not be robbed, Senor Bill, if we can help it. And I think we can. Sheriff Purdy, is your posse ready to ride as soon as we hear the explosion?
They're ready, Cisco. I divided them up in two groups. There goes that dynamite now. Them, you and your men get to the south end of town after them. Keep up.
All right, Sheriff, let us ride to the bank.
There's another explosion at the north end of the town.
Well, that ain't what I told Meeker to do.
The rest of you men follow me to the north side of town. Let's go. Get up. Up.
I'm going with you.
Get on. Get
up. Cisco, why we not go with Senor Bill and the sheriff?
That second explosion does not make sense, Pancho.
That must be it. That must be it. What it?
Come, Pancho. Let us ride to the bank. Up the other. Come on.
Go to the bank. Go now, go.
I only hope we can get there in time.
What do you mean, Cisco?
There is what I mean. That last explosion came from the bank.
Those bandidos fool everyone but Cisco.
Look, Pancho. The door of the bank is wide open.
Bandidos leave it like that so they can maybe...
They shoot at us, Cisco.
Ride them down, Pancho. Ride into the bank. Up the other.
Go, go, go.
Go, go, go!
It's the Cisco Kid. I thought
you
said he is dead.
You will come, no one.
I'll break
it. I shall jump on you, two of me. All bandidos and killers, you will end up behind the bars of a jail.
Now, for you, Meeker.
No, I don't want to fight, Cisco. I'm no match for you.
And this was no match for Pancho. Pancho, sit on him. He not can get up, Cisco.
This time, you outsmarted yourself, Meeker. The trap you set was so clever, it caught you. And the bars of the jail will hold you and those two killers from now on.
Cisco, I'd sure like to have you and Pancho settle in Silver City and take jobs as my deputies.
Say your deputy, Pancho. Maybe Pancho like that.
Nothing I'd like better than to see you and Pancho settle down here, Cisco. Now, if you don't want to be deputies, you can have any job you want in my bank.
Well, gracias, señores, for your offers, but Pancho and I would not be happy in one place.
Oh, that's what I was afraid of. You know, Cisco, this is the only time that you've ever visited us that we haven't argued.
So you need a Jenny and Cisco not seeing each other long enough this time to argue.
That's true. Every other time when we've said goodbye, it's just been after an argument. But this time I'm going to say goodbye like this. Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Cisco, see Pancho ride that new horse and say you need a Jenny?
Si, amigo. He's a very spirited horse. You gave him a good ride.
Got a spirited horse. Cisco, see that horse start to buck?
Si, I saw it, Pancho. You know, I did not think you would stay on him.
Pancho got to stay on that horse, Cisco.
But why did you have to stay on that horse, Chico?
Pancho got to stay on that horse because Pancho's pantalones got caught on the saddle.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends friends, another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather. Poncho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.